بسم الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود غده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
Current world order will be replaced by a new order where US is isolated, Asia powerful, resistance front expanded. This is the part of a speech delivered by the leader of the Islamic Revolution during a meeting with students on Wednesday, November 2nd, 2022. This meeting was held on the occasion of National Students' Day and National Day of Fighting Against Global Arrogance, which are commemorated on the 13th of Aban, 4th of November. There are some basic lines which will certainly exist in this new world order. The first basic line of the new order is the isolation of the United States. In the new world order, the United States will be isolated, contrary to what George Bush II said 10, 20 years ago about America being the only dominant power in the world. After Iraq attacked Kuwait and the Americans crushed the Iraqi attack, he, George Bush II, arrogantly said something along the lines of that today. The US is the be-all and end-all of the world. America will no longer have an important place in the new order that I'm talking about. It is isolated. Yes, that's what's going to happen. Death to America will materialize. By the way, some people say that when you say death to America, it makes the Americans become hostile towards you. I say that's not the case.
اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
When the Americans started their hostilities on August 19th, 1953, no one in Iran was chanting death to America. Yet they still inflicted a blow on us. Their blow was not a consequence of this chant. When they struck us on December 7th, that same year, killing and injuring students who were protesting the state visit of then US Vice President Richard Nixon. The students at Tehran University started chanting, "Death to America." Death to America is a reminder of December 7th. The chant started on that day. The Americans struck before that. So the US will have no choice but to stop interfering in various parts of the world. The Americans currently have bases in many different regions, including our region, in Europe, in Asia. They have populated military bases whose expenses are paid by taking money from the poor country in which the base is located.
Allah, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for all the things that you've done for me through all my years. I've been lost. You guided me. You're